I'd like to be with you. It's Friday, too.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Okay. You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Oh, we should do a rendition of Escapade.
They heard it already.
Did they really?
Yes,
they heard it. Shit.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys, record out of Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois.
Royers Park, which is just Royers a cavern Park. In my ass.
It's dinky up in here.
It's real dark.
This is episode 628. Welcome.
628.
Uy.
Bringing you some Spanish.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to that motherfucking show.
What do we got to talk about today?
Okay, so let's get on. Okay, so right before we started recording tonight, I watched a video of a cop hit, or well, I shouldn't say hit. They had this young lady arrested, a teenager apparently.
18, drunk in public.
Drunk. Public intoxication, which is the worst.
It's stupid. Who does right. that?
And you're a female, that's even worse.
Right.
Where's your dignity? It's hanging on the hair from her chin. No, it's probably hanging from the hair on her vagina. Anyway, so she was sitting there and she was handcuffed. She was sitting on a chair against the brick wall. And
he threw her in the chair.
Okay,
he threw her in the chair.
He aggressively handcuffed. Moved her to the chair.
Handcuffed.
Yes, I don't know if he. I didn't see that he threw her. He moved her and sat her down.
He punches her and she goes to the chair.
Oh, I didn't see all that. We must have watched a different video because I didn't see that. But anyway, so it looks like she responds by kicking him, and so she kicks him, and so when she kicks him, he literally grabs her. I don't know from where. It looks like he grabs her from the back of her head, mm-hmm. and then with his other arm, literally picks her body up and then slams her to the floor.
And it breaks all of her teeth out of her mouth.
Which I didn't read because I didn't get a chance to read the whole story. And then of course, he's trying to control her and blah blah blah. You know, I two things. I have two responses to that. I don't care whether you're female or male. If you are going to hit somebody, expect to get hit back. And if you're a female hitting a male, don't just sit there waiting and continue to egg somebody on and not think that you're not going to get hit just because you're a woman. I feel like there are some women out there and there's some girls, especially young girls, because they think they want to be badasses, but you know, that sit there and hit guys and they think that they can get away with it because they're girls. And I am like, what?
The article says the police department claims that Walker escorted her to the floor and that he rolled her to the floor.
Wow.
Listen, police officers, just like you we had to tell...
To listen to our 15-minute show about Ariana Grande.
Yeah. I was just going to say, just what we told Ariana Grande Latte.
Just admit to what you did right away.
Because somebody's seen it.
Right. A video was released.
And the girl's face, oh my God. Oh, it shows her pictures. I'll show you later.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Oh, I guarantee you. I mean, her face slammed. I'm not saying that what he did was right. because what he did was not right, especially because he is in the position of authority. And so I think that they need to think twice about what they do, especially with females, because, you know, there's so much that you can get away with men, but with, and I'm not saying that that's right either, but when it's a female, excuse me, you go get a female officer and have them handle it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like you say, oh, you're going to kick me, and you have another female, or you have a female standing there with
right.
you.
A female comes to her after her aid.
Yes, but to her aid, right? Mm-hmm. Do I think that she deserved to get slammed on the floor and get her teeth knocked out? No, of course not. That's a little excessive. But should she have been maybe a little roughhoused? Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I don't like the roughhousing thing. You're a police officer. It's your fucking job to go by the law. And other people can't be going around slamming people into floors. Right.
I mean, I get it. Like, I understand. And I don't like when cops use the claim that they felt threatened. Bitch, she weighs maybe a 105 wet. How are you feeling threatened?
She weighs, the article says, 100 less pounds. He weighs 100 more pounds than she did. And the article says that she kicked him in the balls, and that's why he reacted that way. But you don't see that in the video.
No, you do see that in the video. Because that's why I said she kicked him. I just didn't know where she kicked him, but it looks like she kicked him in that area
so hard that he was able to pick her up and slam her down onto the ground. If you get kicked that hard in the balls, you're not able to move.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not the cop that she kicked. However, should he have picked her up and maybe like turned her around against the wall? Maybe. I don't necessarily agree that he should have picked her up and slammed her on the floor and knocked out her fucking teeth. Like, that's crazy. But here's the problem. Like, you know, it's, you know, there's these females that are out there walking around thinking that they're badasses and they're tough as shit.
You're going to be getting, let's just not say females. There's a bunch of people that think they're bad as shit.
No, I want to talk about the females because there are females who go out around acting like they can do shit and get away with it because they're females. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but to me, if a female comes up to a man and you hit him, you better expect to get hit back. I'm letting all you females out there know. If you go up to a man thinking that you can get away with hitting them and not get hit back, try it again. Because you're going to get fucking smacked in the motherfucking mouth.
If at first you don't succeed.
So you can't, I mean, you just can't. First of all, people, keep your fucking hands to yourselves. Don't hit people. It's not you. Violence is not the answer to anything. It's only going to get worse for.
Well, we also don't know the conversation between the two. She could have been calling him a fucking cop asshole, and he could have been calling her a drunk slut. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know,
it doesn't matter. And I think in this particular instance, he shouldn't have done. He should have not roughhoused her in that sense. I think he should have, you know, she is intoxicated, so her ability to respond
is different.
Yeah, right. You know, she's not thinking right, right? Because she's probably really drunk, and, you know, she probably doesn't know why she's in the cops.
Oh, hey, boo, somebody's calling us.
For real. Someone's up in here. Who here?
I don't know.
Who visiting you? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she's probably, you know what I mean? So it's like, I get that, but it's like, you know, I think that you need to sort of, as a cop, I think that there is some sort of, you know, some sort of roughhousing that you can do that isn't bodily harm. Like, there's no bodily harm done.
I think they train them that way. But if they've done the job for 25 years and they like fucking hate it, remember when you were talking about teachers, how they fucking hate their jobs? There's police officers that hate their jobs. Sure. And they will treat people like shit. So.
Someone's here.
Oh, let's pause it for a second.
Or maybe it was just the dog.
And we're back.
So anyway, so just picking up. I just think keep your fucking hands to yourselves. Don't hit anybody. You know, and females, just don't act like you can, you know, go toe-to-toe with a man. If you hit him, expect to get hit back. And, you know, that's like the same situation with those kids in New York when that girl was kept taunting that guy and she kept hitting him.
Oh, in that subway. And then he went ham on her.
He fucking smacked her real hard.
Real hard.
The smack heard around the world. bitch, keep doing that and you're going to get fucking smacked. And I'm sorry, but that girl deserved to get hit like that because she kept taunting him. And of course, and don't fucking save your fucking emails about, you know, he could have walked away. He tried walking away and she kept going after him and she got smacked.
And he was in a subway car. You can't go too far.
Exactly. And she got smacked. And guess what? She fucking stopped. And so did the rest of the bitches that were with her. So my point being, don't hit anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just don't put your
hands
on another
person. Keep your hands to yourself. Exactly. You learned that shit in kindergarten.
Exactly. I don't. I mean, now if it's a sexual reasons, that's different. Mm. But then put your hands all over me, okay? But you know, it's just you know, I think that there's some sort of like, you know, with this cop incident. I mean, it really sucks that she got her teeth knocked out. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, what were you doing? What? Where's the responsibility that you take? And this is not about her being female or male. Where's the responsibility that she's taking in the matter of, excuse me, being drunk in public? Like, you need to take responsibility for that. That puts you in this position, and look what happened. I mean, you shouldn't
have
been drunk like that.
They're suing for $500,000. I mean,
they're more than likely going to win just because she's got her. I mean,
there's tape.
Yeah, there's tape. There's video. Whatever. But you know, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, the cop should have never roughhoused her like that. Mm-hmm. He should have never picked her up and threw her on the floor like that. I don't care if she kicked him. She's a fucking girl and she weighs about 100 pounds. Like, there's no reason to be that rough with her. You know, should another officer, you know, should a female officer have been there while she was being processed, like next to her, to make sure that that doesn't happen? Maybe that's something that the government needs to think about, you know, like the states and whatever. But at the same time, you know, bitch, you're going to get smacked a little bit. If you need to, if I need you to shut the fuck up and stop kicking me, you may get smacked a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they do that to guys all the time. Why is it okay for guys to get roughhoused like that and not females?
Right.
Especially because she kicked him. You know what I mean? Words are just words. Like, you know, you can call me any name in the book. I don't give a shit. But you shouldn't be kicking people. You shouldn't keep your fucking hands to yourself. Anyways.
I heard you.
I don't need your tweets. I don't need your emails.
Save but go them. Ahead and send them. Because we
send them if they're good.
So you guys, speaking of, we did get some feedback about, and I'm not going to say names of the person that sent the email, because I guess in the last show we had made some jokes about West Virginia, and you guys know I'm from Virginia, West Virginia. There's a neighboring state rivalry. Each other. There's a rivalry. So I guess one of us said something that,
well, to be fair, did not say it. It was you, but that's it.
So, and I probably did say it because I'm from Virginia and I feel like I can say it.
Right. Well, I think it's fair enough that you could say it because you are from, you know, Virginia West.
No.
And that you know about that rivalry. So it's, I understand. Like,
so
the email was a little,
no, what I want to say is I want to say here is how first impressions can be
misguided or no, misperceived or whatever.
Right. So this
deceiving, I should
right.
say.
So this person, I'm going to read the email. It says, I just got finished listening to my first and last podcast. Being from West Virginia, I was totally offended by your comment you used to describing my state when you were referring to growing up in Virginia. No, we are not backwards. We live in a beautiful state that gets a bad reputation from ignorant nasal accent and people such as yourselves. So go ahead and make some funny remark for me.
I'm not nasally.
Me either.
Was he calling us bougie?
So he said, go ahead and make a funny remark for having the balls to send a complaint, because I really could care less. Please pardon my brevity as I'm typing this on my iPhone. Brevity, I'm using a fancy college learning words. Yes, we go to college in West Virginia as well. You know what brevity spells backwards is? Asshole. And then it says, thanks for your time and the person. So
Well, this person should be he famous.
I was like, oh God, what did I say? You know, like, how bad was it that I said?
Did you send me an email or did you text me?
I said, I sent you a text and said, I think you need to read the podcast email.
Right.
So I was totally shocked. And I was like, oh my God, you know, what happened? You know? So I went back and listened, and it wasn't as bad. I was actually listening
to the show when you sent me that episode. Well, like, I was finishing it up.
I think we said they were backwards or something like that. But anyway, I wrote back to this person. I said, thanks for getting back to us. I'm sorry you were offended by my comments. I am from Virginia, and I know all too well about the West Virginia feud that goes along with the neighboring states. It's all jokes and nothing serious. Take care, and thanks for giving us a chance. So he actually responded back and said, oh, thank you for apologizing. And now he's a new listener. So we took a bad, what could have been a really bad situation, which that's not the first time that we've had a new listener contact us about something. It was
no,
totally.
It was not.
It's but not. We don't always get an answer back once we send our reply email. So he responded back, and now he's a happy Foul Monkeys customer.
You know,
say welcome in Spanish.
Bienvenido. I do have to say that if I had gotten an email first, I would have flew off the handle, because I'm a little bit more like, I haven't been in this game for as long as Ricky has, so I tend to respond very emotionally.
Roger's skin is still developing for a podcasting shell, because it takes that. I've been doing this for.
Let's not say that per se, but I just with it does certain things take. I do take it a little personally, because like I feel like, you know, it's my perspective of it is like I kind of put my heart into it, so it's like when someone is sort of,
I'm sorry, what's that?
Right, exactly. something you don't have.
I'm not familiar.
I put my heart in here. I talk so much shit. No, but you know, I like it and I enjoy it, and I really try to give as much as I can to every show. And so when right,
really.
So when
on the last show when you said we cut you down real thin,
right? Exactly,
to bring you back up.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. So I feel like that's what they're doing to me. I'm becoming a little more thick-skinned with it. So I'm happy that you responded. I mean, I don't think I would have responded, you know, I don't think I would have responded in an impolite manner, nor would I have responded.
I think you would have been like a fuck off email kind of thing, right?
No. But I also wouldn't have been as apologetic about it. Like, oh, okay. I just would have been like, you know, it's unfortunate you feel that way. It is a comedy, like it is a comedy show. So It's, you know, you can't take everything so.
I'm telling you, there's a lot more West Virginia jokes. And I told him this in the email. I said, don't go back and listen to old shows. Right. Because there's some West Virginia jokes in there. I don't want to make you mad. So right. Let's just move forward. Right. Let's go to the new shows.
Right. you know, but it was just like, you know, like I would have pointed out things in his first email to him that I would have been like, oh, you know, calling the kettle black. Like,
but West Virginia is a very beautiful state, and there's nice people there. It's pretty much the same as Virginia. It,
you know what? Here's
but
the thing.
It's not like, Northern Virginia, because they think they're something else.
Like,
but
they're bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. It's called a joke. So, you know, right. Laugh at it. Don't take it too seriously. I understand that there's maybe a little sore spot for that, but it is.
If we were an all news show, maybe. But then we would be called Fox. So. Right. Because we know nothing about anything.
Right. But
we're licensed and everything else.
Exactly. So to the person who that emailed us, you know, thanks for catching on. Mm-hmm. And then thanks for staying on. Because you could have easily.
He likes bears.
Oh, nice. So, you know, with that, I'm very happy that Ricky Eris responded to you, because I don't think you would have stuck around.
Maybe it's kind of good that you don't have the Foul Monkeys email on your phone.
Oh, I do. But I don't. No, you know what? Like, in all honesty, I wouldn't have responded. I probably would have responded in the same tone that you would have. Like I said, I probably would have pointed out a couple things in his email.
Well, you couldn't have said anything about knowing, being familiar about the joke between the states.
Right. So that I wouldn't have known. But, you know,
I think that smoothed him over like fine butter.
But you know, it's a, you know, that's the thing with us, and especially from me particularly, because I know my mouth can stir the pot a little bit with people and just bring out that, like, I can't believe you said that. I mean, hell, what's his name? Joey from Catching Up has lost weight because he's listened to us and it's pissed him off. But you know, a lot of the time, most of the time, it's joking. You know, it's there's a hint of laughter and it's tongue in cheek and it's not meant to be taken serious.
And when he says tongue in cheek, he means tongue and butt cheek.
Right. Yeah.
Always.
My tongue to your butt cheek.
No, not mine.
Not. No.
No. I'm allergic.
Yes, as your husband, the Mexican, is sitting in the front. So half the time, I mean, if not most of the time, it's a joke and we're joking and we're trying to make, you know, that's the one thing that I do, going back to my comedic genius.
That you self-acknowledge. Right.
Exactly. We like to make light of very difficult,
serious subjects.
And yes, very difficult and serious subjects we like to make light of, because in this world, there is too much negativity. There are too many things that are wrong. And there are too many things that are bad. There's not enough time. And exactly.
Like, if you're living your life always afraid, or like an example, like Tony is not too happy about me getting my new tattoo.
Oh.
Even though, I mean, it's my body and all that shit. But I'm also like, well, I only have one body and I only have possibly 75 years, maybe less than that. So why not do
what you
makes
want
my
with
body
it.
Happy?
But okay, so let's talk about that real quick. So in any case, thank you so much for hanging on. We will promise you we will make you laugh most of the time. We will probably offend you again at some point or another.
Just email us. Just we'll you know, say sorry.
No, don't email us. But yeah. But you know, save your email.
Send feedback. Don't you dare email us.
Don't email us something bad now. Email us something great. Tell us how we looked or something. But you know, like, thanks for hanging out. You know, like, I mean, we try to bring, you know, a good quality show as much as we can, I suppose. But anyways, going to your tattoo, which, by the way, I got newly inked. Mm-hmm. I got 4 new tattoos.
Like in 3 minutes.
Yeah. But go ahead and say what.
Oh, I was just going to say he doesn't, like, he made the comment when I was talking about it. He's like, you're getting addicted to that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I've had tattoos since I was 18 and it's been like before, like this last one that I got, it was like 7 years. So it's,
One was your last tattoo before that one?
The one on my neck. No, oh, okay. This one.
I was going to say that one looks more like fresher.
So
there is something like in it. Here that is literally like my legs are so itchy.
I don't know. I think it's you.
Oh my God. Is it me? Seriously. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. I'm like, I can't stop itching. My fucking legs are so.
Girl, get some Benadryl.
Oh, anyways, go ahead.
And he made the comment. You know, why are you getting another tattoo? Why do you need one? I'm like, because I want one. What's the...
He doesn't
have any. He doesn't have any.
Well, and he probably would never get any because he's Mexican. old school Mexican.
Right.
Like,
your body is the temple because Jesus said so.
And you are not a thug, or you're not incarcerated, or we're incarcerated.
Why and you're not in El Chapo's organization.
And which, by the way, how genius is it that he escaped through a tunnel that was a mile long and wide? Like,
he got help from the government.
Oh, totally. Please. He got his. They were all in it. Everyone was paid off, and they were like, "Okay, we'll let you escape.
We'll
turn a blind eye, girl. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna see anything." But how stupid that they all turned a blind eye, and then all of a sudden they were like, "Oh no, El Chapo escaped!" And then he gonna send a tweet out.
He sent a tweet?
Yeah, his son sent a tweet. Oh. Under his name. Like, under the El Chapo's name.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to tweet? Wait, I didn't even tell you what the tweet was. Does anybody in the U.S. have a place I can hide out in? I will give you $10 million.
Donald Trump. I bet he would take it.
Oh, he told Donald Trump that he better watch his words about Mexicans, because if not, he's going to eat his words, and he may eat shit. I was like, girl, please
you
knock
go
him
El
out.
Chapo.
I was like, please knock him out. He need to be knocked out. But anyways, I kind of considered it for a little bit. I was like,
so
I
anyway, I'm getting a really nice tattoo on my arm. It's going to be a half sleeve. Yes. Kind of half sleeve. Do you consider that a half sleeve? What do you call that?
I would consider it a half sleeve just because it's on, I mean, it's most of your arm or your upper arm.
And it's going to be real pretty. But I don't get it started until October. Me. Y'all, tattoo artists are busy around here.
And they expensive. Have no
time. And can I get a food stamp card for my tattoo, please?
I mean, you would.
Do you take EBT? Do you take the purple platinum?
Can I? Do you take tokens?
Not the old CTA tokens.
Oh my God, I used to love those things. I used to collect them, like, because I liked the. They were so pretty.
Were they wooden?
No, they were. They were coin made. I don't like. What is that metal? I guess some sort of metal. Yeah, they were like. It looked like a little. It looked like a those little what 45s with the little
hole in the middle.
Yeah, but it was like the, you know, the thing that sat on top of it. Uh-huh. I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, so it had that sort of design where it was like two holes here and one hole at the bottom. So it looked like a very small like record.
Oh, okay.
It was the you can look it up online and so they've made jewelry out of it like some places, so it's really cool. But it's old. I'm talking about like.
They still had it in probably the 90s,
like
19, right?
Maybe, I think the last time that it was that I remember seeing one was probably like 1992, 1993. I think they switched over to the card.
That because early?
Because before, it, girl, it used to be...
Tickets, right?
Like coloring paper tickets. Like that material, but very thin. So you would have to put this motherfucker... It was like putting like a really... like it's like... Putting a thinner...
It's like putting a tissue into a dollar bill collector.
Yes. Huh? Oh, my God. It was awful. Them things never fucking last. You'd be like walking out. You're like, can I got a transfer on here. And then they'd have to like punch hole it. Mm-hmm. Awful. Then they switched over to the tokens. And then the tokens were, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the tokens were like too expensive to continue to make. So that's why they stopped making them because they wanted to advance. And then they got the cards.
And they went backwards. They're still going backwards.
It's so, I mean, this city right now is in such shambles. Like, dude, we're getting our tax increase.
Our sales tax, 10.25%.
Not only that, but we're also getting taxed on our cloud services, which I think is a fucking
10%. No, 20% on That's Netflix. That's
bullshit. That is such bullshit. Why should I have to pay 20% to the city of Chicago because I have Netflix services? That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, is it a separate tax?
What if they do like Apple Music and all that stuff too? No, they're probably going to add it to our monthly bill, like Netflix will.
That's so dumb.
That's how they get you, as Big Fatty.
But you know, but you know what though? Like, I think like that's where, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where as consumers and as citizens of the city, like, we need to make sure that we put in the right people in office.
Well, you know what? If we're going to do this, can we get some cloud service on a CTA train or a Metro train? Right,
thank you. Well, I would never ride it, but whatever.
Well, the Metro you would. That's nice.
It's nicer, yeah. But it's... Can we get some
Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Well, some of the Metro does have Wi-Fi.
The new one, though. The electric one. Not the old school ones.
Oh,
they
no?
Don't have
I thought
no
that
Wi-Fi.
They had... Only the
new electric one.
Yeah, I think the new CTA ones that I think run on the blue line or the green line.
None of the CTA trains have wireless.
No, there's the newer trains that they took away that they when like a few years, let's see, 2011
they started putting
the new trains on the track. Those had Wi-Fi because you can follow them. Back and forth, like you can
right,
track
but not
them.
Wi-Fi for us though. That we can use their service.
No. It was that was because they were testing them. That's why they. But then, that didn't work. Then the other thing that didn't work was the braking system because it was made by
people in China. They had to pay more millions of dollars to get them fixed.
Right, because I think like supposedly you know they outsourced it to China and people over there created the like they built the carts.
I think it's just the wheels they built. They didn't build the whole cart. They just did the wheel part. They did
the wheels and the brake system. Like something. They did right.
Y'all, so the brakes case, didn't work.
The
and
brakes
it fell off
didn't
the track.
Fucking work. And the fucking thing was not working. And it was like bloop bloop. We're gonna fall off the track. I mean, come on! Like
they spent like $105 million.
It was
on
insane.
The
city was like the mayor was fucking pissed because he didn't want that to happen. He didn't want the new carts to begin with. Tell me why America is so behind when it comes to transportation and you have Chinese people flying
above down a track. Track.
Okay, thank you.
170 miles per hour.
Because it's being blown by air. It's like, why? Why are we so fucking behind with the times?
And they have earthquakes all the time. That shit gets damaged and they fix it right back up. Okay,
I
and
need
go.
You to get off that fucking earthquake deal.
I cannot.
Although I do have to tell you, I did see an article the other day from the Time magazine. Not Time magazine. The Time magazine. Uh-huh. Talking about how there's an earthquake that is long overdue in the Seattle, Washington area.
Like 9.7.
Like, yeah, 9.7. And it's supposed to, like, create, like...
Stop. Don't.
100.
No! Don't tell me.
Feet, no, wait, wait, wait. 100 feet
waves
from the tsunami. This is how bad it is. It is literally going to send waves. Tsunami. It's going to send a tsunami to Japan when it hits, and then it's going to knock off like 25% of that part of the United States. Like, I'm not even lying to you. It's going to literally disappear.
Y'all get out of Washington.
Like, in Oregon. Oregon, Seattle, Oregon, Washington.
Not going.
And I think like the very, very upper part of California.
Not going. I'm sorry, Spirit Mommy, but you're going to have to come here.
Get to closer land. Right. Get closer inland.
And stay away from Yellowstone, because that's a whole earthquake volcano thing too going on there.
Oh, is it the San Andreas?
No, that's in California, girl. I said Yellowstone. That's in the Midwest.
Yellowstone
Park.
I don't know where that's at.
Where all the heated springs and all that stuff.
I have
stuff.
No idea where that's at.
That's all huge. I thought volcano. That was in,
where is it at? Is it Wyoming?
It's like Wyoming. I don't know, over there. But it's not.
Well, then what the San fuck Andreas. Is in California? What park?
The
is,
San Andreas Fault. No, they no, have a bunch
I
of faults.
I understand that. What park, big national park, is in California?
The Redwood Forest.
Isn't that where the Joshua Tree is? Or is that in Yellowstone?
Joshua Tree is in California.
Why did I think Yellowstone wasn't close to California? Or in California? I thought it
Grand
was
Canyon,
over there.
Grand Canyon is there.
No. Anyways, maps are hard.
We're American.
I'm not a Google fucking map driver, okay? I don't know these things. It's hard.
No, we gotta go.
Okay, goodbye.
It's been like 35 minutes. We're gonna go. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Go to pride48.com. Click the bid on ornaments, because probably by now this has come out. What, today's Saturday? This comes out on Thursday. And when I check on Thursday... there's probably not going to be any bids, but you should go bid anyway, just in case.
Or, you know, just you know.
Buy
just,
it straight out. It's $115. Just,
wait, when's the last day? August 6th, I think it is?
No, I think the last day is up until Pride 48.
Are you sure? Because I thought it was earlier.
Let me check. Please hold.
Please hold. Because I was going to say, would you know, if you just want to see what everybody else is doing, and just go ahead and purchase this above that, that'd be great.
August 9th. Why does it end so early?
I don't know. But I will say that whatever happens, we better beat them fuckers.
We do have one bid. Somebody did bid for us.
Oh, they feel sorry for us because we wouldn't have any bids. But I'm just going to say that whatever you do, whoever's the last bid, you need to make sure that it's above and beyond Pod is my co-pilot. And if it is above and beyond, I mean by like a dollar. And then you have to wait till the last day to bid.
They have three bids.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
I love that it has the bid and then it gives the value and it says priceless.
I just
so you guys go bid.
Go even if it's just a penny. Over pot is so right. If pot is my co-pilot is a dollar.
If it's 35, you pay $35.01 for us.
Exactly. Anything so that we can be like, ha ha, we beat you.
Oh well. All right. So get to it. Buy our ornament.
Put your booty into it.
Get all that booty into it. And then if whoever buys the ornament and you come to Pride 48, Roger will give you a blowjob.
I was thinking of you. We would just make out with them.
I can't. I'm married.
Oh, now. Nah. Oh, she's trying to throw that card in there. Whore.
I'm married. Can't. But they do say what happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas. Oh, right. A friend of mine is going to see Mariah tonight. He said, oh, they should play that song Shake It Off in the bathroom. In the men's bathroom. Anyways, this is Ricky.
No, I'm... Well, who are you?
I was unbreakable, you stupid
bitch. I'm unbreakable.
God, I mean, God, Tom.
You stupid bitch.
You stupid dotch. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.